We'll start off with a mixture of subjects. A new aviation zone for the area is a possibility. The county is to fund roadworks to assist the growth of Lotus Engineering, and the sale of Wensum Lodge, the former adult education centre, is nearing completion. East Anglia is aiming to become the heart of aviation innovation in the UK under ambitious plans to make it the country's first aviation development zone. The zone would see the region lead the way in developing futuristic flight technologies such as small electric aircraft and drones using systems known as advanced air mobility. These small electric-powered air taxis use vertical takeoff and landing for on-demand services, flying passengers short distances to decentralised locations using remote pilots, and self-driving automated navigation. And while flying taxis might sound like something out of the Jetsons, many believe that taking one could be as normal as flagging a cab within a decade, though perhaps a touch more expensive. Norwich-based private charter airline Saxon Air, Norwich Airport, and Norfolk and Suffolk County Councils have joined forces to back the plans for the zone. The region is to have a drone activity with companies like Hexcam, based at Felthorpe Airfield, offering a range of aerial services to the energy, construction and property sectors since 2011. Saxon Air hope to showcase the UK's first certified electric aircraft, Bungie-based firm Nebo's Air Pipistrel Valley, last year. It planned to fly the two-seater aircraft, one of only 10 in the UK, from Norwich to Oxford, but was unable to do so due to its range limitations and the lack of recharging stops on the way. The failed flight highlighted a critical issue. The current infrastructure for electric aviation is far from ready.
Council leaders are ready to pump £1 million of taxpayers' money into a controversial new £8.4 million roundabout scheme seen as crucial to the fortunes of carmaker Lotus. Members of Norfolk County Council's Cabinet are due to agree to commit the money towards a new roundabout and spine road off the B1135 at Hethel. Officers stated that improvements to the site access are needed to unlock the strategic employment allocation at Hethel. Officers added, the provision of a roundabout and spine road will not only unlock the remainder of the allocated employment site, but will also provide more appropriate infrastructure to support the growth of existing businesses. South Norfolk Council previously had to rethink how to fund the scheme. The government previously blocked the use of a fund designed to boost rural businesses, a suggestion which had infuriated farmers. A further £5 million has been earmarked through the Greater Norwich Growth Board, using pooled money raised from a levy on developers.
A controversial deal which will see the sale of Norwich's Wensum Lodge is due to be completed within weeks. Norfolk County Council has said it will announce the new owners of its former adult education centre once the sale is completed, which is expected to be in the middle of May. It will also reveal the lodge's price tag. In summer 2023, the Conservative-controlled council agreed to close the King Street building, which had hosted adult education courses since the 1960s, and to put it up for sale. Local groups were given the opportunity to come up with bids to take over the city centre building, but no formal offers were forthcoming, so Brown & Co were enlisted to offer it on the market. And, at a meeting of the County's Hall Cabinet, council leaders confirmed a sale was close to being completed. The sale of Wensum Lodge does not affect the neighbouring Wensum Sports Centre, which is run separately.
Fears have been raised that the development of more than 400 homes on the city outskirts will cause gridlock and impact the city's emergency services. homeowners near the proposed second phase of a development in Cringleford, just south of the Norwich and Norfolk in Colney Lane, have raised concerns that the 406 new homes will increase traffic and cause congestion. One objector living in the area said, "The traffic queuing back along Colney Lane, trying to access the hospital, is already causing disruption for people throughout the day. The road is already so congested, and these extra homes will only add to the issue. Safety of residents and animals would be at risk, as there will be more traffic speeding up and down the road. The development will provide a mixture of housing, including affordable homes and custom-built houses, along with new areas of open space, landscaping and infrastructure. Along with phase one of the proposals, known as Cringleford Heights, it will take the total number of new homes in the area to 1,056.
More than 50 Norfolk County Council officers are being paid more than £100,000 a year, at a time when council tax has risen and services are being cut. The top paid officers received more than 6.3 million, new statistics have revealed. Figures released in the annual report by the Taxpayers Alliance, known as the Town Hall Rich List, show Norfolk County Council had the most officers in the county above the £100,000 threshold in 2023-24. Among them was the Chief Executive, Tom McCabe, whose £201,800 salary made him the best paid council officer in the county. In total, County Hall had 31 officers paid at least £100,000. Those 31 officers were paid just over £3.8 million at a time when the Conservative-controlled council made £42 million of cuts and savings and increased its share of the council tax.